T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ruben's digging the music.
Oh, Prince. He gets it.
Iconic.
Iconically overrated.
Stop it.
Yep. Thank you, Ruben. It's outrageous.
What are you doing?
You're
giving life advice?
I will stop it. I've made my point. My case is rested. All right. Look, he's pretty good. Don't get me wrong. I get it. But I think
super
he's
talented.
Pretty good.
What's the matter with you?
All right, I will stop. I said I'd stop, and then I kept going. Let's listen to
what there's 25 instruments.
Yeah,
like, maybe more.
Yeah.
Actually, add. Yeah, just keep adding.
It's 27 is the actual number.
Okay. Wait. All right, Embiid. Sounds like Embiid's going to be coming back. Nick Nurse spoke to that yesterday. Then after he did, Adrian Wojnarowski talked on ESPN, expanding upon what Nick Nurse had announced. Let's listen to Woj, and then we'll get to our Twitter poll question of the day.
Sixers coach Nick Nurse said tonight that there's a lot of optimism that Joel Embiid will be back before the end of the regular season. And I'm told it is not a question of if, but when. And the belief is, with 9 regular season games left after tonight against the Clippers, that Joel Embiid can be back for a handful of those before the playoffs, whether that's the play-in, whether the Sixers can move up a couple spots in the standings and get out of that play-in. Right now, they're tied in that 7-8 spot. But there's a lot of optimism right now around Joel Embiid. I'm told that he is moving well. He has looked good on the court. And again, just a matter of when he makes his return at this point, not if. And the Sixers expect they can get a few games under his belt before they have to start playing playoff games or play-in games.
Certainly the best news we've heard on Embiid to date. Let's get to today's Twitter poll question of the day. Obviously a brutal loss for the Sixers last night, but good news that the big guy sounds like he's coming back. Twitter poll.
Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Minor fender bender or major accident? Armin Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Certified service, ArminChevy.com.
All right, today's question, are you starting to get excited for the 76ers now that we know that Joel Embiid will likely play again this season? Let's take our panel's answers here, and then we'll get to John's assessment of the listeners. So, Rhea, where are you on this? Are you getting excited for the Sixers?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, I don't expect that Embiid's going to be in any kind of shape, and I don't expect that he would probably last.
Seltzer?
So,
yeah, I mean, I'm more excited than without Embiid, but I'm more on Rhea's wavelength. I just don't have a lot of hope for the team.
Would you vote no?
I would vote no on the poll.
Okay. Ruben?
I would vote yes.
Okay. John?
Yes, and they'll probably get farther than they've ever gotten recent memory.
I would vote yes, without huge, high expectations for where they'll take this. But I'd rather see the big guy out there than not have some hope. So, yeah, heck
some
yeah.
Some hope. You should have more
John,
than some.
John, some.
You got enough.
Some is more than enough.
They're a bad team. They're really they're a bad
team.
They're
not 13 and 26 without Embiid.
They're not a bad team.
13 and 26.
They're not a bad team. And they've got the MVP from last year coming back.
He hasn't played
healthy,
for 2 months.
And he's got – just told us he'll have a chance to play some of these games prior to the postseason.
Well, they lost like practically double the amount of games the Celtics have lost all season just in this run without him.
Can I just make it real simple? They need the Greek Freak and Tatum to get injured, and then they got a shot. All right? That happens. They got a shot.
Even then, I might take that Celtics team without Tatum with Brown and Kristaps and Holiday.
John, where do you think the poll result came in? Are you getting excited, yes or no?
Yes. Yes. 70% are getting excited.
33%. So it's still a sleepy town. you know, I get it, guys. Look, I haven't been into the Sixers for 7 weeks. Now, I'm just starting to get there because, you know, I recognize the big guy's coming back. And then, okay, let's see what happens. Let's go to the phones. Mike in King of Prussia. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, you guys. How are you?
Doing well. Recognize the big guy's coming back. My gosh.
I know, but, you know, Philadelphia is the land of excuses. Do you know what I'm saying? The Eagles had excuses for last year's collapse. Mm-hmm. Embiid's been out, so they're not going to do anything in the playoffs. I'm a New York kid, and I was raised with Steinbrenner. And, you know, talking about football, Steinbrenner didn't put up with anything. He spent money, and if the players didn't perform, he let them know, and he'd fire the manager. Lurie wasn't about to get rid of Sirianni. It never even probably was a factor. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think he considered it. I'd be shocked if he didn't. I'd be disappointed.
Really?
I'd be incredibly disappointed in Lurie if he did not consider firing Sirianni. It merited consideration.
It merited a lot of question asking. Yeah. He talks about how he asks questions all the time. You got to dig. You got to get to the bottom of what the heck happened. You lost 6 out of 7 games down the stretch when it mattered most.
And, Mike, let me just say this about Steinbrenner, who obviously won a lot of World Series, all right, and spent a lot of money. But he had the biggest advantage in anyone in baseball with the market he was in. And let's not lose sight of the fact that he had a disastrous, and I mean disastrous, stretch as the owner of the New York Yankees. I mean, first off, you got the Winfield thing going on. Secondly,
all time.
He gets thrown out of the league for a year. You know, he hires.
Oh, by the way, they didn't win it all for a long time either.
Correct. He hires and fires the same guy 5 times. You know, like, I get it. He won a lot when he started, you know, got on the right train of spending money in Jeter and Posada and Pettit and all those guys. But he had his big-time faults, man. I mean, he was a borderline lunatic.
I don't think of borderline. It was you can remove the borderline.
Yeah. All right, Mike, so enough of the Yankees. Give me an answer here, a reference to something old said in modern times.
I think this list might win if I've got this topic right. The royal family.
The royal family. Yeah, sure.
It's not bad.
Sure. Been around a long time. I mean, I assume they called it that back in the day. It's the royals. I like that answer. Speaking of answers.
Monarchs.
Monarchs and the such. Rube, give me some answers here. I know you got a big old event coming up. Big event.
I got a huge event.
The golf tournament. A lot of Phillies tie-ins. Talk to me. What's going on here?
Richie Ashburn, Harry Callis Foundation. We are having our, it was annual. We skipped a year. May 20th at Yardley Country Club, we are going to have a celebrity golf tournament again. And it's basically to raise money for kids who don't have an opportunity to play baseball. And we get to teach them and mentor them, and actually we'll be doing setting up some scholarships as well, and be doing it for many, many years. I think it's 25 years we've been doing it now. I'm a co-founder along with Rick Meller, my brother, and Melissa Shingle.
Penn Charter's Rick Meller.
Rick Meller.
Who, of course, is frequently featured in the Goldbergs.
That's correct.
Yep.
That's correct. And was my baseball coach.
Yep.
He basically tells everyone that he's the reason why I know everything about baseball. Whatever. Anyway, it's a great event. It's May 20th, and on the 8th of April, it will be opened up for people to force them to join. And I think it's 8 a.m. It will be opened up, and we'll see how many people. We're going to have a bunch of Phillies announcers, a bunch of Phillies people. I think Topper's going to be there.
Oh, that's great.
We're working on Charlie Manuel. There's a bunch of other guys that are scheduled to be there, and it's going to be exciting. You're going to be there, Joe.
I will be there.
And we're excited about it. It's something we're pretty passionate about.
Well, it's great, and I know it's all for a good cause. Ruben, what is the website for people to, once that time comes?
I think it's AshburnCallisFoundation.org.
We can look that up if you're uncertain.
Yep, I'm brain cramping.
James, why don't you give a quick check on that?
I think it's AshburnCallisFoundation.org, but don't quote me on that.
All right. Well, we'll get the.
He is correct. It is AshburnCallisFoundation.org. You nailed it, Rube. Good job.
No.
Good stuff,
man. You think I would know it.
Good stuff. Well, you know what, Rube? So it's look, we're all so ingrained in this whole sports scene thing, and I thought yesterday was a nice example, you know, how special the Big Five thing is. And it really is. I mean, it really is. You know, it's been a long time now since Harry and Richie. The 20-year-old doesn't know. I mean, the 20-year-old absolutely doesn't know the Richie thing.
The 30-year-old
that was 97. Yeah. And that was 1997. And then Harry, of course, was 2009.
Hall of Famers.
I mean, high-level Hall of Famers.
High-level Hall of Famers. And, you know, I think originally was the Ashburn Foundation. And we sort of added Harry to it probably
15 years ago or so, 10 years ago, and maybe a little bit less than that. But it's really about the kids, man. It's always about the kids. Ash, you know, Whitey always wanted, he was a huge sports person, but he always, you know, it was so important for him to have, you know, young kids get opportunities to play sports.
Yeah.
And
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's just such a great, healthy thing, and we're happy to be part of it and to help support that.
All right, let's go to the phone. So, again, check that out, and if you can, get yourself there and be part of the cause to raise the money for the kids. To the phones we go. Brad's with us right now. Good morning, Brad.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Doing great, Brad.
Thanks. So here's me in a nutshell. I'm a diehard Philly sports fan for 50 years, but I no longer am a blind loyalist. I don't share anybody's opinion about the Phillies winning the division or winning the World Series. And let's go into why. The two biggest issues for me, obviously, Rojas. Dombrowski tried to gaslight us before the spring training and said he's not getting the position. Let's see he earns it. Well, he was thinking at the time he'll be able to build up his average in the spring with what turned out to be a lot of minor league pitchers, aren't going to be in the major leagues. And he still failed. He still couldn't hit. They talk about his defensive run saves. Well, guess what? In an analytic like that, that doesn't translate beyond games that they win. It also includes games that the Phillies were blowing out the other team or the Phillies were getting blown down. Is there an
Yeah, but Brad, let me just say this. I think you're shortchanging the impact a great defensive center fielder can have. For instance, granted, he didn't hit much in the Braves series last year, but when he caught that ball that was smoked to left center field by Acuna, I mean, that was one of the two or three biggest moments in the entire postseason. So, you know, great defense can help you win games.
I'm not suggesting it doesn't help. What I'm saying, it doesn't offset his bat. He
depends how low he goes.
Well, yeah. And let's look at it this way. Is there an algorithm for offensive runs lost?
Hey, Brad, what did he hit last year?
Oh, don't. Come on. They didn't take him serious until they got to the playoffs, and they walked Marsh to get to him. They loaded the bases out, and he did exactly what everybody thought. He made an out.
So did everybody else in the lineup. What did he hit last year?
Regular season.
I know where you're going with that.
Then you're basing what he did in spring training? That's what he's going to be? Because you're obviously not evaluating the guy properly.
No, I'm basing
you are not evaluating because you don't know.
Brad, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing I think you're missing. Because, listen, I'm not saying you're definitively wrong. Like, maybe he should be in the minor leagues, and maybe he will be in 4 weeks if he stinks in the first month. But I'll say this. He was also the Phillies' minor league position player of the year. Like, this isn't someone that comes up here without some pedigree of success in the minor leagues. Like, he's been built up to be an effective major league player. Some guys succeed, some guys don't. They're giving him a crack. Remember this, 3 wild cards. I've been making this point. A lot of people poo-poo, and I'm going to say it again. When there are 6 teams that make a playoff thing from the same league, you can experiment a little bit more at the big league level. I mean, if it was like Phillies or Braves, win the division you're in, lose the division you're out, I'd have a shorter leash with going with this guy. But they are going to make the playoffs. They are going to make the playoffs. And they're going to give him a number of at-bats to see him work through it. We'll see if he can do it or not.
And, Brad, we saw what this looks like with Bryson Stott getting better, improving at the major league level in front of our eyes.
Yeah, I don't think it's as crazy as you happen. Do. That's kind of my point. All right, Brad, you can win the Phillies tickets. Give me a reference to something old in modern times.
Okay. A railroad.
Well, fair enough. Okay, I mean, it started in the mid-1800s and still exists, but it's not quite the heart of what we're going. I mean, you could say a human being, yeah. Human beings used to be real. Do you know, John, you probably know this.
Grass.
Do you know that the railroad was a big part of how the North won the Civil War?
Trees.
You know that?
I
Major part of how the North won the Civil War, better railroad system. Hmm. Major part.
Very cool.
Transporting of foods.
Yeah.
Food.
Makes sense.
Troops.
Weapons. That stuff. Yeah.
Many more railroads in the North. Major part of how the North won the war.
How about the foundation, baby?
All right, let's get to what we do every single day at this time. All right, time's yours, as we do it every single weekday. And time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Discover the nation's best-kept secret and switch to Xfinity Mobile, now with the best price for two lines of unlimited. Let's hit it with time's yours.
Look, I get it. It's the Sixers. No, I don't see them going past the second round. But this game, they're showing heart, and they're getting robbed on every freaking call that is on the screen. That kid sleeping upstairs is ridiculous.
It was bad. I mean, they really got jobbed at
nauseating.
The end. Yeah, it was bad.
Can we please stop saying we don't want Schwarber in the leadoff? We, the real smart baseball fan, love him in the leadoff. We love Schwarber. We love the Phillies.
Well, we do. We love also it. Want what's best for them. And let's be real. It's still debatable what's best for them, but we'll see where it goes.
Hey, what's up, guys? I hate to be the bearer of bad news, probably the bearer of good news for a lot of people out there. I was watching video of the foul shooting yesterday, and Joe, you had a violation just about on every single one of your shots. You were going in the lane, over the line, before the ball hit the rim.
Oh,
no matter
my gosh.
How small your feet are, when you release the ball, you cannot cross the line until it hits the rim. So...
That is true.
So are a ton of people. A lot of people are going over.
Loser!
A ton of people
did
falling
I?
Over. I yes. didn't see you do it.
A couple times.
You say, like, yeah. John, you say like yes. You did. It's not
but you know who did?
Like he knows that you did.
But here's
you think
thing.
That caller would lie?
Yeah. Right.
I mean, come on.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Rhea, who won the Clippers-Sixers game last night?
The Clippers did.
How did they win it?
Oh, I see what you're doing here. Yeah,
because they didn't call a foul. Bad call.
Listen. If the ref missed, I don't know if I did or not. I have no idea.
No, Joe. Here's what I'll say.
If
what I
did,
noticed with a lot of the not like you know Pat Carroll, the professionals there yesterday, never crossed over the line.
Makes sense.
But the non ones, but Ruben's right. It was you know you guys foot was on line. We didn't have that. Is the role of the two officials who we had there. And if they had noticed it, then they should have called you on
it. Shots at Gary and Mike Angelino.
Exactly.
They offered up their time to volunteer.
Can I just say this, James? You could have played any of the Times Yours calls where people praised me from yesterday.
I don't compile the Times Yours. Go on Justin Morgenstein for that one.
I mean, Ruben, it's doing me a little dirty. I thought I deserved a little bit more praise than that.
You got the right one.
Over the line.
I gave you praise myself. What more can I do?
All right, and with that, Times Yours, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
This is a fiasco, by the way.
What is?
You realize this could be a major development.
I mean, I don't even know anything about it.
If you were breaking the rules on every shot.
No, it wasn't on every shot, but everybody was doing it.
John, you are.
I'm telling you.
God,
it's so automatic.
If I had... If
he
I was
you to fail
if
so
I
bad.
Was John's size and he was my size, God, I'd pummel you on a daily basis. I really would. All right, Ruben, we're going to be doing this with everyone from now until the start of the regular season. Your last time with us until 3 o'clock tomorrow, when the season begins.
Right.
We need your prediction. First off, James, we throw out Howard's 107. He's joking, right?
Sure.
Come on.
I mean,
come on. I mean, what are we doing?
I'm with you, buddy.
All right, Ruben. Philly's prediction for how many wins?
94.
94?
94 wins are going to come in second place. I don't think they're going to win a division because I do think that Atlanta, on paper at least, are better. But they can. It's going to be close.
Got to jump in here. We have the referee here, Mike Angelina. He actually just he actually just showed me video. He has video of you shooting. This is an erroneous claim. You did not go over the line. Mike says he was watching your feet every play. He just showed me video of like three shots. You didn't go over the line on any of them. So I think this is actually erroneous.
Okay.
Erroneous.
Well, I appreciate
erroneous.
That.
Three shots.
That's great. All right, let's go.
He's saying your feet remain planted is what is
all
what
right.
Mike's saying.
All right. I'll take that. Let's go to Charlie in Marlton. What's up, Charlie?
Guys, how you been? It's been a while. How's
always,
everybody doing?
Always good hearing from you, my man.
Dude, listen, I wish Ruben was there. I really wanted to talk to him.
I'm here.
Oh, it is your voice. Hey, how you doing, Rube?
Oh, that's funny. I see what you're doing, Charlie. That was very good.
That was
very good, Charlie.
Yep. That's funny.
Joe, listen, man, I got to tell you, I was impressed yesterday. I was impressed with two things. One, I was impressed with your shooting. But two, your tiny little feet. I don't know how you stay on your feet, bro.
It is amazing the balance that he.
Was it a size six or something?
I'm like a ballerina.
Is it a six?
Oh my gosh!
I think it's seven.
A ballerina was the last thing I would think.
Yeah,
of.
Yeah, but
here.
they got nimbleness.
There's no nimbleness.
No, there's no nimbleness.
I've seen your movement.
Listen, A couple things. One, I think my biggest thing with the Phillies this year is I think Ruben hit it perfectly. Remuth are short term. Castellanos is what scares me with his consistency or lack thereof. But I feel like that with a lot of things with Topper, right? Like Schwarber, okay, you're going to lead off. He's got to pull the cord on these guys when they're not producing. And as far as Rojas, Rube, I think you said it best, man. Like, the dude's a stud in the field. When he was in the playoffs last year, they pulled him in. That was a fresh light to him. Our big pocket guys were the ones that should have been producing, and he can play in the field. Granted. He's young. He's going to come around. But this guy in the field will make up for what he's not doing at the plate. And I truly feel that he's just going to improve, get better, see the game. You got this young kid in a farm league destroying it, coming into the playoffs in Philly. Expectations were heavy on him. And I truly believe his glove in the field will outrepresent what he's
going
to learn.
I'd
like to lean that way. Yeah.
Will, we got to start moving fast here. We're going to turn to... You can win the Phillies tickets for the April 3rd game, a reference to something old
Hammer,
in modern
your
times.
Life, it's your life competitive story. David and Goliath.
It does get said a lot. It does get said a lot in the tournament and in a lot of other scenarios. That's a pretty big answer. We're moving fast. Will, give me an answer.
I got Hail Mary.
Hail Mary. Certainly does get said in modern
Hail
times.
Hail Mary, wow.
All right, let's go to Lou. Lou, what do you got?
Fool's gold.
Fool's gold. All right. So I've got five things written down here as I think the best. Two were just said. Hail Mary from Will's very good. David and Goliath is very good
really?
From Charlie. All right. We also have the movie History of the World Part 1 said by Ed.
Which is the whole movie.
It's the whole movie.
A reference.
We have caller Dan with the Apollo moon missions, which obviously ultimately led to us landing on the moon and also Apollo 13 and all that stuff with NASA back in the 60s. And we have caller Dennis with the Achilles heel. All five of them.
I really like that.
Achilles heel.
I like the History of the Part World, personally.
Okay, say that again, James?
I like History of the World Part 1. I think it encompasses the most.
Rhea, where are you?
Achilles heel.
Okay. Ruben?
Achilles heel.
John?
Achilles.
Achilles heel has won. Three votes already. My vote doesn't even matter. Congratulations to Dennis with the answer of Achilles heel. All right. Great answers on that topic. We shall talk to you tomorrow, of course, on what will be opening day for the Phils. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Joe and Hugh, they are up next on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.